Blog Talk Radio.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us. We the best music. They play themselves. Why you hating and being jealous? You could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win. DJ Khaled.
They want us down. Ooh, oh. But look at us now. Oh. They counted us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make it. They didn't
think we bow our head.
Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
They just praying that I crash. Cause those guys, they don't wanna see you last. They take $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer your five niggas. Wrong side of the position, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or oh, I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
Judges, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture with a twin, everyday fact. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced safe sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God did.
Where we at, Goon?
Oh, yes, he did.
Where we at, Goon? Forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze and rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We push you 50 like fitting all, the shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours was the great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. The dose of drug laws and who are we then? Hove is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now travel with the senses. Them only jail bars are like, I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box to try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloking them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I be speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick a snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike. Really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters. Working pro bono for him as a favor cause I thrown them limbs. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They done fucked around and gave the bright niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. It's Psalm 151, it's the New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road, dead. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and Meek can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a Hov bid. Hov dead. Next time we have a discussion, who the goat, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's some passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God it's down. Ooh, oh.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. Oh. They counted us out. They didn't think that we were making up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is for us.
I have a question. My name is Madeline. I'm in Missouri. And my story made it to CNN in regards to being killed off as a Webster University student. Yeah, well, I'm still dead, but this helps me to understand. I've been studying this for 11 years since I got killed off and got kicked out of school and lost everything. Mm-hmm. I am thankful that I am hearing this information. I've done everything almost, but the actual trust right now that the gentleman was speaking about today. I'm going before the judge on the 14th here in Missouri at the 21st Circuit in regards to legal name fraud. Mm-hmm. I've been a victim of identity theft. That's what the news article in the chat room is about. But Social Security screwed up so bad, they've already issued me four cards, three of my birth cards and the new card they just issued me last week. So now I haven't given the new number out to anyone. I know you can collect up to 10 cards, but I have four in my possession right now based on their mistake. And they gave me a letter admitting their fault. But I just want to know what can I do at this point, going before the judge, on the 14th, I know what I'm going to stand on. But is there anything I need to take in the court based on? Yes, I'm telling you now. I mean, I've dealt with this. No one believes I'm alive. And it's so crazy because I'm standing in before these officials and agents, but they're wanting to begin me to get all these corporate documents. All of that. Everything you said today, shown documents, I have all of that. Even the recorder of deeds, the supervisor, is on my side now because she tore my document apart, the federal document with the birth certificate, tried to copy it into the recorder's deed, and I didn't ask her to do that. Well, she had to write a letter admitting her fault, as well as her court of clerk, mm-hmm. to the people in Virginia. And I have that letter admitting her fault. I was told that I can go after her bond for omission and error. But I haven't done that because I'm not even to that point of the trust yet. So I thank you for giving this information. And yes, I would love for you to represent me. That is my prayer, that I can get all documents effectively done before I skip before this judge on the 14th, if possible.
Crack baby. Damn. Mama, she was in the street, so guess who raised me?
Street,
you motherfucking right. Couldn't get it from my mama, so I got it off the block. Been working my whole life, but I ain't never punched a clock.
Trap.
9 years old, I seen a nigga get shot. Damn.
Damn.
Niggas quick to run they mouth when they get jammed. Pussy ass nigga, tell it on his own fam.
Pussy.
The same nigga that you break your neck for.
Yeah.
Be the same nigga that cross you out and wet you up. To be chasing money, but you chasing bitches. Real bosses don't talk, we just sit back and listen. Stack that paper up and then make boss moves.
Yeah.
She like to argue, so I sent that bitch to law school.
Keep it real with your dog, no matter what.
Preach. Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach.
If that nigga don't work, he'll fucking leech.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga. Ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach. They got the motherfucking bass thumping.
They.
Y'all got the motherfucking trap jumping. Doors to the trap open, now I'll sell you something.
What you want?
Hell no, don't ask. I ain't fronting nothing.
Hell no.
I fucked your bitch and told her I'll see you around. Dog just skipped town with 200,000. Dog just pulled an 8 in a 2-liter pop. They say Dolph addicted to these streets just like his pop.
Damn.
Addicted to hustling, I can't stop.
Can't stop.
Won't stop.
Won't stop.
Can't stop.
Aye.
Never hear me complain about what I ain't got.
Nah.
Cause if I want it, I'ma go get it.
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
Free my nigga, yo, did
Aye.
It. Got paper route tatted on your whole titty.
Empire.
Same nigga you getting high with, he really your enemy.
Damn.
Every day niggas cross their partners out for Benjamin.
Keep it real with your dog, no matter what.
Preach. Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach. Real nigga shit, only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work, he'll fucking leech.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga, ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach.
The hottest under the sun. Yeah. Ain't nobody fucking with me, man. You already know that pimpin'.
Yeah.
Cash money breakfast where dreams come true.
Fuck up my dreams.
Somebody gon' die tonight.
You already know that pimpin'.
Hey, it's Cash Money Records, man, a lawless game.
Unfucking believable, Lil Wayne's the president. Fuck him, fuck him, fuck him. Even if they celibate, I know the game is crazy. It's more crazy than it's ever been. I'm married to that crazy bitch, call me Kevin Federline. It's obvious that he'll be Cash Money till the death of him. The ground shall break when they bury him, bury him. I know one day they gotta bury him. Better lock my casket tight, baby, so I don't let the devil in. Nigga, it's just me and my guitar. Yeah, bitch, I'm heavy metalin'. You can get the fucking lid. Zeppelin. Niggas is bitches, bitches, I think they full of estrogen. And we hold court and take your life for a settlement. Yes, I'm the best, and no, I ain't positive, I'm definite. I know the game like I'm reffing it. This is the card of three, the New Testament. And I'm the God, and this is what I bless them with. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me.
Peace, y'all. What's good? You popping out there? What we doing? What you doing? My bad, y'all. Peace, what's popping? Still trying to get set up. But appreciate y'all hanging out, tuning in. I forgot what we talked about last week, but I'm pretty sure we definitely highlighted what a registrar is and what a recorder is. I'm pretty sure. I'm feeling somewhat like sentimental to the time and everything that's going on. It's been a while since I smiled and had a good time on these podcasts. I played something which a lot of people probably heard me play before, because I incorporated it several times in our introduction, but I played it again tonight. And I'm thinking about diving into it a little bit, because I don't think I've ever done that. I don't think, outside of just brushing past it, I've ever dived into it. But y'all heard a young lady give her testimony that she was 11 years separated from her straw man. 11 years, y'all. 11 years. Some way, somehow, something happened, and they decided that they were going to close that account. They decided they were going to close the estate account for that name. And I'm trying to tell y'all that it has nothing to do with the man or the woman, the boy or the girl. It has everything to do with the things that they're not supposed to do. But because you don't know they're not supposed to do it, you partake, you participate, you cooperate. You are a cooperator, right? Check the language. But the reality is simple. It's very simple. She didn't want this. If y'all go back and listen to the introduction, yeah, it's the second thing after the first song. But if you go back and listen to her testimony, she didn't ask for this. As a matter of fact, she was trying to undo what they did. They made her free. And she wanted, she was outside of the matrix, y'all. And she wanted to get back in. Let me back in. I believe her exact language was, she has been in front of these people, physically in front of these people. She physically presented her body, the living woman, in front of what you would consider the living man or whatever. And she told y'all, right, that they didn't recognize her living presence. They wanted something that was documented as dead, a vessel. They needed a vessel. And since she was no longer that vessel, because that account had been closed, pillaged, pirated, decided that she needed to acquire a new account. Think about that. This is not me making it up. This is real shit. I actually looked up this person and looked up their situation. They were a college student. In some way, somehow, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, if memory serves correctly, right? I believe there was some type of catastrophe. I want to say it was a fire. But somehow she got lost in the midst of it. And they deemed her dead, closed the account. And for 11 years, she started to study and try to figure out how to reopen her account. What you all missed, if you're paying attention. See, I love when people know stuff, right? But they don't pay attention. Little 2 minutes, 30 seconds probably, was jam-packed with so much gems. you know, for those that got ears to hear, those that got eyes to see, let them see. Right? But she talked about her experience. The clerk, not sure she knew which hat the clerk was wearing, whether the clerk was being a registrar or a recorder or something else, right? At the end of the day, she testified, as y'all could hear, that that clerk got on her side because she realized that she also messed up. Now, what did she do? If you know anything about the stuff that these people be talking about, here it is. She presented an authenticated birth certificate. And that still didn't reopen her account. Y'all didn't get it because she didn't say authenticated birth certificate. She said that she tore my document apart, my birth certificate apart, and she said the federal level, which is just telling you, right? No birth certificate has attachment unless you made an amendment to it, right? In any instance, the change that she went and sought was an authentication, but when that person tried to copy it, like I tell people, the reason why that authenticated document would never work is because you can never slap an affidavit on it and then put it on the record. Ergo, here's the example. Well, shit, she tried to do it, and what happened? The clerk tore her shit apart. Why? Because you can't photocopy or, excuse me, you can't copy or scan, I should say, not copy, you can't scan two pages at one time. So the machine tore her stuff apart, right? It was attached. It's bound. So neither here nor there. It's just common sense stuff, right? But, you know, it was a lot of stuff to unpack on offload, you know? But she basically told y'all that she's been out of the matrix as far as being associated with that name, right? She had a separation. And then for 11 years, she was fighting to get back into the matrix. But she didn't know she was free. She didn't know all she had to do was just make her equitable clay, right, and get her portion of what they're pirating and pillaging. It's just that simple. So where am I going to go tonight? I don't know. I feel sentimental because, you know, it's just a couple more weeks, months maybe, of this stuff, and, you know, I can genuinely take a damn break from all this shit and do something different, maybe, hopefully. In the meantime, let me see if I can disturb the peace a little bit more. Let me go into here. I was going to talk about DC stuff. I don't know if I feel like it, but I might. But I also, I don't know if I can find this one, wanted to talk about some information that I know I was talking about. All right, let's see. deny, revoke. Where is it though? I don't know if I'm gonna find what I'm looking for. This type of I might have to go into that birth certificate and stuff because I'm not finding what I'm looking for. And I don't want to spend a lot of time looking for the stuff. I just thought that I would find a shortcut to some information I thought was pertinent. But I won't be able to go into this person's info. Oh, this one. This is not the one I want to read. This gets into DTCC and all the stuff because we got a lot of people that are doing a lot of things. Is it this one? It's one of these. I think this is one of them. All right. So I got this information in front of me that I wanted to quickly share, I guess. But I wanted to go through it just because it's something I mentioned before, and because I'm not necessarily looking to run to the BC stuff, which I'm looking to. So I got to get back to that separation stuff. People not overstating me. Let's go back to this. All right, let's see. Boom. Yeah, all right, fine. This is how twisted people are. So this is a case that was so long ago, it would almost seem like ancient time. And I didn't even, you got to peep game. I didn't check this out before. And I have a tendency to do that. I don't know if y'all pay attention. But I tend to grab things on the spot. I have a thought, and I say, let's go here, and that's where I go, and I find a resource or two to kind of walk us through it, right? But I want to make sure y'all understand that third component, you know, that clerk, the role that they play, right? A lot of people are confused on the first two, but the one that's often overlooked is that third one. And this is where they get you to be subjected to the so-called, you know what's crazy? I might have to look this up altogether. But in any instance, this is crazy. I almost want to jump off a limb and say this is a lawful situation I'm about to share, only because it's the United States of America first, right? So they're bringing the charge, the United States, not necessarily the U.S. or USA or whatever the case may be, the full-on, you get what I'm saying? It's still a corporation, but I just want y'all to understand, right? they have presented an indictment for a lot of things. But the one part I'm going to jump into tonight is related to what a lot of y'all are just going crazy over. Oftentimes I try to share stuff, and I know it gets over people's heads, but some people, they do grasp it, right? Maybe not the full gravity of the situation, full understanding of the situation, but they grasp what they can, and then I try to help them unpack it. And this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to help y'all to expand beyond what y'all think y'all know and what y'all don't know. So this piece right here is crazy because, like I said, it's almost 20 years ago since this case took place. And I just happened to watch it. And I thought it was interesting. And I always wanted to go over it, but I just never went over it. So I'm going to do it. And then we'll see where we go from there. So, again, I'm only choosing a particular piece. This piece that they're bringing forward. I don't want to get into all of this stuff, but let me pull it up because they gave me all the... I'll go back to that in a second. My bad, y'all. I'm doing multiple things. Damn, bro, stop texting. Going crazy. All right. I don't want to listen to this shit. All right. So, it's crazy. So, I want to get over this third part, but I wasn't going to get into it, but I will. I'm going to pull some of this stuff up so we can read through it together. Let's see where they found their premise for doing this, and they say it's this. I think it's this one. Let's see. Mm-hmm. this is what they hit him with for the first issue. So they say, under this code, all right, pay attention. So this is what y'all not getting taught. People are trying to sell y'all dreams, and they don't want to tell y'all the other side of it. So let's pay attention. So it says, in this section, except as otherwise provided in this section, whoever in any manner within the jurisdiction, executive, legislative, or judicial branch of the government of the U.S., pay attention, knowingly and willfully. They say, one, you can either falsify, conceal, or cover up by any trick, scheme, or device a material fact. In this instance, they're hitting this person with makes any material false, fictitious, or fraudulent statement or representation. Oh, God. You know, I've never even looked at these codes. And I'm telling you, when I look at these codes, I see something completely different than what most people see. I'm just keeping it above 50. Y'all might not believe me, but I got one to tell you. I got one to tell you why. This shit just said, literally, y'all cannot. God, this shit said you're not supposed to even represent yourself. I'm sorry, y'all. I just want to make sure I'm reading this shit right. Maybe it's just me. Let me open the screen up all the way through. Sometimes I got to squint. Wait. Okay, I see what it's saying. Okay, so my bad. Statement, right? As it relates to statement, I had to catch myself. I'm like, wait, man, you can't read this. So statement. So you can't make any false, fictitious, or fraudulent statement or fraudulent representation. All right. The last part of it says make or uses any false writing or document knowing the same to contain any material false, fictitious, or fraudulent statement or entry. All right, so this is when all it relates to writing. So it says shall be fined under this title in prison not more than 5 years if the offense involves. I didn't want to say that T word, but y'all know the T word. That's crazy. My first time reading this shit. So this individual gets hit with makes any materially false, fictitious, or fraudulent statement. I don't know how a past statement right there, too. Or representation, all right? So you can't just be making claims like a lot of y'all do. I give you an example, like, you know, people just, I'm the executor. You know, that's an example. Oh, my God. But let me get back to this story. So it said, these are the charges that are being presented by the grand jury. Oh, hold on. They got a couple more seconds. So that's count number one, it seems like. So let me get to this one, and let's see what this one says. Same thing again. Whoever willfully and knowingly makes any false statement in an application for a passport with intent to induce or secure the issuance of a passport under the authority of the U.S. Remember who the authority comes from. U.S. Remember, yo, I know y'all be thinking I'm crazy, but remember, this is the U.S. of A bringing the charges again, right? Which we know is a corporation, but this is how they keep distorting the corporation. Now they just dealing with the U and the S over here. So pay attention. That's why I try to tell people, do your research before you just run out there. I got to go get me up. You know what I mean? So whoever willfully and knowingly makes any false statement in an application for a passport with intent to induce or secure the issuance of a passport under the authority of U.S. either for his own use or the use of another contrary to the laws regulating the issuance of a passport or the rules prescribed pursuant to such laws, or whoever willfully and knowingly uses or attempts to use, furnishes to another for use any passport with the issue of which was secured in any way by reason of any false statement, shall be fined under this title, imprisoned not more than now. This is 25 years. right? And they do have different fines. So 25, 20, 10, 15. So the piece that I skipped on the last one was, like, they do have a couple different categories, I guess, that you put in if they're going to fine and tack that at, all right? So, but pay attention. That's the other one. So the last one, so this is now going to be the last count, which is a lot of people. I don't know if y'all keep getting this, but, you know, there's a lot of movements out here with passports and, you know, what to claim and what not to claim. I think I was the first moron that told y'all I don't do the passport thing only because I know what it means. And y'all, if you never did your research, you got to do your research. That's for off-air conversation. But neither here nor there. All right, boom. Let's get here. They said, boom. Let's see. This last piece is fraud as it's related to identification, authentication, and other information, right? So it says, whoever in a circumstance described in one of these sections, which is knowingly possess an identification document, right, other than one issued lawfully for the use of the possessor, authentication features, or a false identification document with the intent which the document or feature has been, has feature be used, excuse me, to defraud the U.S., right, the United States Act. They are saying that shall be punished as provided in this subsection, and it starts out with 15 years and it goes on and goes on. So let's see. It says if you... So that's for birth certificates, driver's license, the whole shebang, right? You can get up to, it doesn't say, 15 years. 15 years. All right? And then there's more if you got a whole bunch of other shit going on. All right. So why am I reading this? Because I talk about it, but I never go into it. There's a lot that I talk about that I don't go into. So because I want to share this information and make sure y'all are getting this. This document is filed, stamped, and all of this stuff. I'm not, you know, pulling stuff out of thin air. And by the way, publicly accessible, you might have to just, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but yeah. All right, so at all times, this indictment, the department, the State Department was an agency within, first they got to establish what agency they're in. They're part of the executive branch of the government, charged with applications, processing applications, and issuing U.S. passports, or U.S. passports, not U.S. of A passports, but U.S. They said employees of the United States Postal Service were designated as, this is how y'all incriminate other people and get people jammed up, authorized acceptance agents. Because a lot of y'all, but that's what y'all, with authority to accept for the department, so they can, the DS-11, here and after passport application, right? The defendant, I'm not going to say that person's name in all caps, of course, was a citizen. They were, doesn't mean that they are anymore. What does that mean? Let's pay attention to the words that they use. But the defendant, mind you, it's the name. Just like the woman, it's not the woman here, it's the name. It's just the name. It's just the, yeah, I don't get it yet. But the name was a citizen of the United States and resided in, and they said where they resided. The defendant, which is the name, was in both actual and constructive possession of the passport. So this is, these are the charges. They want to reallege as if fully set forth in this count, they want the defendant unlawfully, willfully, and knowingly made materially false, fictitious, and fraudulent statements. See how they just rewrite their shit? They take their code and just, that is to say that on this day or about this day, the defendant submitted, hold on, what did we do? He just submitted some shit. Okay. So the defendant submitted what appeared to be a genuine passport application. What did he draw fraud off of? A genuine passport application. Wait a minute. What's wrong with his application? Surely there can be nothing wrong with his application. Surely. Absolutely not. It's happened. To an authorized acceptance agent located, which application was altered and was known to the defendant to have been altered to certain materially false, fictitious, and fraudulent statements as representations and follow. DS 11, under where it says open signature, this is where they get y'all. Right here. Pay attention. All right, it says, I declare on the penalty of perjury that I am a United States citizen or non-citizen national and have not since acquiring United States citizenship or United States nationality performed any of the acts listed under Act of Conditions on the application form. Unless explanatory statement is attached, I declare on the penalty that the statements made on this application are true and correct. See, you swore, right? This is an affidavit. So you take an affidavit. So by your word, you shall be judged. All right, so the application submitted by the defendant. So that was the original block, altered, right? And this is what they had to say. That they declare on the penalty of perjury that they are a non-citizen national. This is fucking crazy. All right, that the introduction to this indictment, and it continues. Hold on, I'm skimming through. Sorry. So the defendant in the passport application more fully described in count one, which described unlawfully, willfully, and knowingly made false statements in the intent to induce the issuance of a passport under the authority of the United States for his own use contrary. Notice that they said that he had it in his possession. It ain't like he just didn't get this shit. He got this shit, right? Because he had it, and he constructively had it, and whatever the other term was, like physically had it. I can't remember if they said physically, but I can't remember the term. But he had it, right, for his use. All right, so the defendant submitted the what appeared to be a genuine application to authorize, and they keep saying the same shit over and over. All right, so this part. In truth, in fact, known as the address of the post office. Oh, okay, so this is what they did. So that they said that the defendant's permanent address or residence, right, which is a lot of y'all try to do shit like this, but granted, he wrote this shit out, I guess. But he put the address, and it says, which is in truth, in fact, and as the defendant well knew who was the address of the post office, right? A commercial established offering post office boxes for public rent, so on and so forth. So that's falsifying information. And it keeps going through. Says the same stuff over and over. I'm just looking for it. Intent that such document be used to defraud the United States. This part says the defendant possesses false identification. See, so he had it in his possession. So this person had a false identification document, which appeared to be issued by the United States. To wit, how the fuck are you gonna get one if it wasn't issued by them? How you mean appeared to be issued? If he put the shit on the application, DS-11, and you give him a passport, will you meet? See how they write shit? It appeared to be. So it must not be. A United States of America head of state diplomatic card. So this person had some made-up shit, it seems like, as well. So they're saying that their diplomatic card, I don't know nothing about that. I thought that was pertaining to the passport. So hold on. They created a head of state diplomatic card. In the name of whatever, and then they apostilled it, which is kind of like authentication, and did use said identification document to attempt to obtain a valid, okay, so what the fuck? A valid form of ID. Okay. So this person here added some other elements to their shit and claimed to be a non-citizen national, right? Not understanding exactly what they're doing. But that third component, and I don't want to go into no more of their paperwork, because this is more or less for me written from the perspective of the attorney or the court, so to speak. So their sentence, for example, they sentence this person possession of a false identification document, a whole bunch of other shit. And I don't know, I'm looking for the sentence. I think this person right here is just kind of silly. Because there's one notable mistake that's in there, but counts one and two of fraud, felony, okay. Yeah, I get that, but what? Oh, okay.
Okay, so they break them up. So for the term of 27 months on count one, 6 months, count two, release from prison supervision, 5 years, count one, 3 years on count two, count four, like, a lot of shit here. So let's chalk it up to 27 months is what? That's fucking 2 years, 3 months? That's not, you know what I mean? So let's say they got about 8 years. And then they got for a possibility of release, I guess, for good behavior. And then they got supervision for an additional 5 years. Everything else is just kind of reporting and shit like that. But so that's 7 years plus another five. That's 12, right? For not knowing who you are, for not knowing what hats they actually wear. Right? What do they do? They naturalize this paperwork. How do we know that? For a so-called free enterprise, we should say free government, but free enterprise is subjected back to that corporate enterprise, that U.S. Nothing that they talked about discuss that U.S. of A. Everything pertains to the actual U.S. or just U.S. if you want to put it like that. So for me, a lot of people are running around being misinformed. And I didn't have to go here. It tells you right in your constitution that they are making a superior mistake. A very big mistake. And I'm going to go a step further if I can find it fast. I don't want to spend all night here. I just want to give y'all a quick glimpse at some of this shit real quick.
All right. So what I want to go into, I'm not going to be able to find real quick, and this is a long one, so I'm not going through all of this, but it gives a better understanding of some points that I can point out. So one of the things that people technically, I guess, they don't understand is where we're coming from. And how we ended up where we are. So picture back in the day we had what you would consider an ecclesiastical system that was put in place to maintain a lot of this, what y'all consider today to be records and registration and things of that nature, right? But they had an ecclesiastical system. And what that meant was that at the end of the day, you had clergymen, right? Most clergymen that dealt with, and we're not talking about court records. There's a difference. We're just talking about records and registration, especially as it related to the marriages, the births, the deaths, the divorces, the stillborns, the legitimate born, the what's the foundling, like all of this stuff used to be managed, right, by a different body of people prior to the system that we know now. So, if I give you a brief understanding, here's one example. It says, most important of all public records are what we consider to be civil registrars. Notice what they are. It's not records, they're registries. And they were established, right, all the way back in the 1855, this is what they say here. To understand an act, it is always necessary to know the reason called for it and the defect it is to remedy. I got to understand that shit. So it is advisable to indicate, however briefly, the circumstances in which the enforcement of universal registration, not recording, right? Universal registration became the subject of legislative laws. So the laws preserve authentic evidence of facts to which legal consequences are attached by keeping a registry of such facts. See, when y'all read, there's so much you can absorb if you just slow down and read, especially like I'm doing it to y'all now, out loud. So what is a registry of what? It's a registry of facts. And I'll prove it to you. Your birth certificate doesn't prove identity. It proves birth facts. You know the one fact you can't change? The one fact you can't change is the fact that you were born on a certain date. Right? Can't change that. Then you got death facts. You got marriage facts. Right? You have what they would consider to be facts of a will, facts of contracts. In doing these things, it has never been alleged that government overstepped the proper limit of its function. So they keep registration of things. This is what they do. And at the same time, people still don't know what they're dealing with. So, I'll give you an example. They say here, when you talk about a legitimate birth, you got to identify informants. All right. When you talk about illegitimate births, you got to deal with paternity. All right. And I try to tell y'all, one of the greatest sins they said that's ever committed is for a child to be born out of wedlock. Well, the law allows for you to legitimize, I can never say that word the way I want to, legitimize that record, that registry, excuse me. All right? There is such a thing that is related to every aspect of what we have to deal with. Every bit of it. I don't want to go into any more of this stuff. My bad, y'all. I'm perusing while I'm talking to y'all. But let me tie it all together and I get out of here. I'll do it in 5 minutes. So this is what happened. Y'all don't understand the multifaceted role of the clerk. And then you have moving components. So you have the clerk, you have the hospital, you have the state appointed what'd you call them, for lack of a better word, just vital statistics officer. I can't come up with a term right now. So you got that three stage, and then you got the Secretary of State, that's that fourth stage. And all of those things includes some type of registry. The hospital was the first. You've been misled. You were told your long form for this and short form for that. No, the long form was just a document that was produced by the hospital. It actually limits, from the time it's created, how long you can actually maximize that document for. And it typically goes between 6 months to a year. So what are some of you 40-year-olds doing going to get the long form? The birth certificate, which y'all consider the short form, again, mysteriously takes on another form of this whole process. And then you have that birth certificate lodged at the local, what y'all call it, town clerk's office or whatever, right? And then from there, you have the state appointed official who is supposed to ensure the tracking of these things, not any creation, just the tracking, and to ensure that the final destination ends up in their area, but after it is touched by the Secretary of State. So you got that trio, and we're stemming from an ecclesiastical, which just means a religious perspective of collecting this information, to again, what they consider to be a civil system, where now everyone is forced and trapped in cahoots to collect this information. What does that have to do with the stuff we were talking about earlier? Well, it has everything to do with it. See, the trick for everybody is this, and this is why I feel like people can never figure me out. This is just me talking, venting, whatever you want to call it. But this is just me. I'm in my own zone. The trick is, I gave an example of somebody trying to alter the so-called status of a name. And I'm trying to get people to understand that there is no such thing of altering the status of a name. And if there's no altering of the status of a name, then there's no altering of the status for the living man or woman, because you heard the testimony that the living man or woman is not in commerce. She proved it. So you got to understand what you're dealing with and then address it. I always tell y'all that that name is your property. You can use it for whatever you want to use it for, as long as you understand that it's not. You get it? All right. With that being said, that's probably less than 5 minutes. But that's where it's at, y'all. Just go ahead and, you know, wrap this up unless y'all got comments or questions. I didn't even open the chat. But if you got questions on the phone line, you can press 1. I'll chop it up, see what your perspective is. Otherwise, if y'all not tapping in, I'm out of here. I'll give y'all a couple minutes just in case this stuff, you know, is a little delayed. But yeah, that's where it's at, folks. Right? Nobody understands what they're dealing with, so they're trying to fix something that cannot be fixed because it's permanently broken. Huh. But probably nobody told y'all. All right. With that being said, I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Peace.